far back as I can remember anything like that.
Grandma.
I can remember you saying your mother making soap, you know, and washing them out in the yard, but
the same water
I've never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, you could send your clothes
to the laundry.
Did people, would you ever use that word laundry? Like, you say, have to do my laundry or have to do my washing?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be more common around here?
Oh, well, now, when we lived in Miami, we didn't have the washing machine in our trailer at first, and I'd go to the laundry, you know, where you laundromats, you know. But doing it in my own house, I usually say I have to do the wash.
Uh-huh.
So you got a washing machine, you do your wash.
Okay. And to heat water up to make hot tea in, you'd heat it in a...
tea kettle?
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
Not in these walls,
in the
you
wall.
Don't. You can't drive nails.
Yeah.
You keep driving nails in these walls.
Uh-huh. You'd hit it with the
hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and what the nail.
Drove the nail in the wall.
Huh?
Drove the nail.
Okay.
In the wall.
And if it didn't get far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Hammered in further.
Or it's got to be.
Gosh.
You drove the nail in there, what would you do?
Driven in further.
Is that what you would say?
He called me or you.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to
shut the door.
And a place where people could store wood.
Woodshed, I guess. I've never...
What about tools?
Put tools in there. That's our junk room. Supposed to be a tool shed.
Before people had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the outdoor toilets?
An outhouse?
Uh-huh. Any other names?
Well, I never heard of them. She says privy, but
uh-huh.
I can remember when I was real little, they had one across the street and their horse fell in it, you know? I was real little. I can remember that. And they had to go get some that had the horse pulled out.
They that basement door.
Who let the dogs out? Michelle, come here.
Did they get the horse out or what?
Yeah. I don't even know what they got to pull that horse out. I was real little, and that's the only outhouse I ever heard. We had an indoor toilet, but they didn't have one.
What are some of the buildings that... Did we ever around the farm any?
No, my grandfather had... I'm going to take her and put her in the back room. My grandfather used to raise his own garden, but it's for as far as selling that stuff. I don't think we ever sold anything. He used to have corn over here on the corner lot, and he'd grow tomatoes and beans and broccoli and cabbage. And used to have them out back, but just stuff for our own use. And we had chickens and turkeys and all when I was little.
Where'd you keep the chickens?
It was all fenced in out back.
What'd you call that place where they...
Well, they'd call it chicken coop, where you kept the chicken.
What is a coop? What is it
look like? Oh, it's fenced in, has a little house-like thing in, you know, for the chickens to stay in out of the weather.
The whole thing is referred to as the coop?
Well, the pen is, you know, and then the coop is inside of it.
The coop is a little building?
Uh-huh.
Sort of thing? A hen on a nest of eggs would be a...
A layer, I guess.
Okay. And
a laying hen, that's it.
Uh-huh. When you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
A wishbone?
Okay. Any stories about that or superstitions?
Oh, the kids always think it's good luck, you know, and they break the wishbone, and whoever gets the longer end, right, the wish is supposed to come true.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest of fooler?
Oh, a china egg, a glass egg.
Do you remember doing that?
No. I
she was doing it.
I can remember Grandfather talking about it, you know.